Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Nightingale in Miami for the World Baseball Classic. Of course, attended last night's game between Mexico and Japan. Japan scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to win the game. In the bottom of the ninth to win the game. He'll be there tonight for USA and Japan. And insider calls are all presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Bob, what's going on, man? Long time no talk.
Yeah, doing good. A little WBC action the last few weeks. So, yeah, it's been fun. We've got some announcing of spring training and been some great, great games.
No, it's been some awesome games here. The environment, the passion. Mexico had a real good run here. Rosarena really put them on the map. He had a hell of a tournament. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani, Sasaki yesterday throwing 100 miles per hour. What's the biggest takeaway for you so far in the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, just the enthusiasm and passion. I mean, it is like playoff games. I mean, guys will tell you, the guys who have played in playoff games before and World Series games, says, you know, it's right there with them. I mean, Andy Pettit the other day said, you know, the atmosphere for their game against Venezuela, you know, was louder and more raucous than any Yankee Red Sox game he played in. So that sort of thing. You know, certainly the guys are fired up and gets them ready for the opening day. You know, we had one freak injury in Diaz, you know, one baseball-related injury, you know, with the Altuve. But, you know, I mean, nobody's, you know, hurt their arm or anything like that, or, you know, something that happens in spring training. We haven't seen that in the WBC, so they've kept their fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, I mean, even Gavin Lux got hurt in a spring training game, so it can happen anytime, any place. It's unfortunate. What are some of the elements, though, that you think are transferable to Major League Baseball? Like, what are the things that you're seeing in terms of maybe, you know, just how the game is played or the reactions from the players in the dugout? What are those things that they can bottle up and kind of inject into the Major League Baseball?
Well, I mean, it's a great momentum builder going into opening day.
Yeah.
You know, like Mookie Betts was saying, hey, you think I want to be in the backfield in Glendale, Arizona, taking four swings, or I want to do it in front of 50,000 people screaming their heads off. And, you know, just guys are fired up. I think if you did a survey among all the players on WBC, they'd say, man, I wish opening day was this week and not next week. now they're ready to go.
No, no doubt. They feel like they're ready to go. Mike Trout, how does he feel, Bob, as we're talking to Bob Nightingale, of course, prominent baseball writer, of course, MLB insider. How's Mike Trout feeling right now? He's playing meaningful baseball for the first time since 2014.
Yeah, absolutely loving it. He kind of kicked himself in 17 when he didn't play, and saw how much fun those guys are having. Now, of course, they'll be back. I think Aaron Judge will play next time, too. But just, you know, guys are seeing the fun and enthusiasm. And spring training is so long. You know, guys get bored on their mind. You know, you take, you know, two swings, you know, meaningless games. You know, where now you're, you know, playing an entire day, and people screaming and yelling like you're, you know, in a playoff game or in the middle of a pennant stretch. So, I mean, it's a lot more intensity in the All-Star game, not even close.
Bob, let me ask you this. Shohei Ohtani, I think we can expect greatness from him once again. He's having a hell of a tournament. I'm making a case that, you know, if I'm the Giants and they've whiffed on all these big-name free agents, I'd offer Shohei Ohtani $75 million a year. You get the Cy Young Award type of pitcher, an MVP type of bat. Am I crazy for thinking that? Because I look at Messi with Barcelona FC when he was there, and he was getting paid over $90 million a year. And I think it was worth every penny with the revenue, the ticket sales, and everything. And what Shohei Ohtani could do for this market, is $75 million a year for Ohtani crazy?
It's not that crazy to think about it. I know people are talking about 50 a year. I can go higher than that. Remember now, he makes, I was told that he makes the Angels about $20 million a year. So, you know, take that, you know, in merchandising, licensing, and that sort of thing. So when you talk about 70, it's really 50 because the money he makes. I mean, he sells a lot of tickets. It'd be a huge, huge attraction. Yeah, the one thing I'm sure teams, you know, worry about, like, okay, how long can he really do this? How long can he be a two-way player? You know, what happens, you know, when he can't pitch? Is, you know, will he still be, you know, that great, great hitter? You know, he should be. So, yeah, I think he's definitely staying, you know, in the West Coast. So I still think the Dodgers are the favorites. Padres, you know, spend much money as anybody in the world. And, you know, then I throw in the Giants and I throw in the Seattle Mariners.
Wow. You bring up the Giants right there, and we were just having a friendly little discussion. You may or may not know who this prospect is, but have you ever seen Casey Schmidt play? Have you heard anything about Casey Schmidt, the third baseman that the Giants have been, you know, really, really happy with here this spring training?
Yeah, I mean, you hear things, but yeah, I have not seen him play or anything. You know, a lot of times in spring training, you talk to scouts, you see the toughest time to evaluate a guy is spring training in September with the September call-ups. So, you know, we'll see. I'm sure, you know, with these prospects, people just are very cautious, you know, when they're ready. The last thing these teams want is you call up a guy, and then you have to send him down to the minors in April and maybe break their spirits.
Yeah, interesting. What's your view on Farhan and Gabe Kapler right now? Because there has not been any formal announcement of Farhan's extension. I guess his contract is coming up here. What do you think is going to happen with him?
Oh, I would think they'd retain him. I've heard nothing from, you know, his bosses that, you know, that haven't been very, you know, open as far as how much they like him, think he's doing a good job. You know, hey, 2 years ago, you know, he was sitting top of the world. I think they raised expectations, you know, too high. You know, last year, you know, 500, you know, they're a better team than that. But they weren't, you know, not a 107-win team. You know, that was, I'm not saying it was a fluke, but, you know, it just wasn't going to happen again. So I would, you know, just like the Dodgers, they're not going to win 111 games this year either. So, you know, he's trying to do things you know, a little bit like the Dodgers, build up farm system, make sure they're a perennial contender, you know, year after year. I would think if things go right, you know, they could win 85, 87, you know, games. I think he did a, you know, a better job in the offseason than people think, but just people so focused on Aaron Judge and Correa, people forgot about the other things he did.
Bob, we were talking to Bob Nightingale, MLB insider, of course, here on Morning Roast. Roki Sasaki saw him throw 20 fastballs yesterday. One went under 100 miles per hour. What is he going to make on the open market next season? What are teams going to bid for him?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I don't think he's eligible to come out to about 2026 or 2027.
Really, that long?
Yeah, that wow. Long for him.
Damn.
The one fear is he throws so many pitches. I mean, there's times he's throwing 190, 200 pitches in a game. And, you know, you got to have some movement on it. I mean, you saw Team Mexico wasn't like they're filled with all-stars.
Right.
And, you know, and they were putting some good swings on them. So, you know, it wasn't like a, you know, it still takes some work. You know, he's still used to six-man rotation, you know, that sort of thing. So it's not like he's going to, you know, come out here and be, you know, Max Scherzer or Justin Berlin or something like that. But yeah, I mean, as long as he stays healthy. But that there is that fear. Like, he has thrown so many pitches. I mean, you throw that hard, that many pitches, right, you know, at some point, you know, does the arm become susceptible to injury?
You know, Bob, as we start to kind of look toward opening day, 9 days away, I believe today, 9 days away. What's the biggest storyline for you in all of baseball?
I'm not sure there's, you know, one that jumps out. You know, I mean, you talk about Ohtani. I mean, everybody's in love with what he does. You know, Aaron Judge, can he possibly, you know, come close to doing what he did a year ago? Could he do even better than the 61 home runs? We'll see. But, yeah, there's not that one that just jumps out. I know everybody's so focused on that, you know, Mets spending. But, you know, they may only be the third best team in that division behind, you know, Atlanta and Philadelphia. So, you know, I think in the star attractions is probably still, you know, back to Ohtani, Judge, you know, Mike Trout. I mean, but took Ohtani because he's a free agent. Like, okay, if the Angels are out of the race, do they trade him? Does he say, I want out, you know, you better trade me because you're not getting anything back in return. So I think he's still the number one story.
All right, last but not least, before we get you out of here, Bob Knight. Bob, we'll get you out of here with this one. What do you think the Giants' ceiling is this year? They finished strong last year and went 18-10 in September to finish 81-81. And a lot of people are drinking that Kool-Aid saying, hey, they're a 500 baseball team. They played much worse than that. What's their ceiling this season, you believe, with the San Francisco Giants?
I would think if things go right, you know, 87 wins, you know, that sort of thing, and 88 might be pushing it. But yeah, let's be honest. I mean, that division is still the Dodgers and the Padres. You know, who are they going to knock off to get into the playoffs? You know, by the NL Central is just going to have one team and still the Cardinals division to lose. And you still, you know, we get a monster in the East. So that's, you know, just a question of, you know, who are they going to replace if they are going to make the playoffs? So we'll see what happens to the Padres. I mean, I think they're, I think the hype's a little too much. We'll see about that pitching. The pitching's got some holes in there. So, yeah, maybe they're a disappointment. So, but yeah, I think if the Giants can squeeze in a wild card spot, you know, they would take it right now.
All right, Bob Nightingale. That's Bob Nightingale, Odyssey MLB Insider. Thanks for the time. Enjoy Japan versus USA today. Who do you have winning, real quick? 10 seconds or less. Who wins today?
I got Japan. I had Japan all along. I'm not back away now. That pitching staff's the best anybody's ever assembled in this tournament's history. So I'll go with them. It'll be fascinating to see if Ohtani comes in tonight in the ninth inning.
All right, let's see it. Bob Nightingale, thanks so much for the time today.
Sure. Take care, guys.
All right, that was Odyssey MLB Insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.